Bill Spaceman Lee, legendary Expos and Red Sox pitcher. He is taking part in the 19th annual Fergie Jenkins Celebrity Classic presented by the Fergie Jenkins Foundation. It goes tomorrow and Friday at Rockway Vineyards in St. Catharines. For more information, check out Fergie's website, fergiejenkins.ca. Spaceman, it is always a pleasure. What's up?
What's up? I don't know. The clouds are raising up, thunderstorms in the area. Just a glorious day. All the Vermont hemp farmers are out jumping around, you know, until the price of hemp oil drops. And then I think it's going to be a, you know, they think each plant's worth $600. I'm going, you've got to be kidding. You could only make rope out of that.
Sorry, so there's like a lot of hemp farms in Vermont?
I'm unbelievable. Learning something. Every dairy farmer is putting in acreage of hemp and stuff. The CBD oil craze, you know, the anti-inflammatory products of it, the fact that it's Charlotte's Web, it cures epilepsy and children that develop jackknife syndrome when they're young. You know, it's like I was on the cover of High Times back in 79, you know, 40 years ago, and now everybody looks at me like I'm a prophet, and I don't want to gain any profit from being a prophet.
Did you feel, Bill, when you played, like you were on to something, like you were ahead of your time, or did that not even cross your mind and you're just chill, you were living your life?
Well, that's the key. If you put the word head in parentheses, I am ahead of my time.
I like that.
In other words,
I got it.
I beat the Seattle Mariners. I remember I had smoked a bowl of hash with Bernie Carbo in the hotel. I was put on this is 78 when I got benched by Zimmer. And he comes to the park and he sees I don't wear sunglasses and my eyes are red. I look like four highways outside of Toronto. And I'm out there, and he gives me the ball, and I throw five scoreless innings and don't throw the ball over 78 miles an hour. And it just goes, you know, it's called dealing. And that's what pitchers do. We deal. We change speeds. We move the ball around. And I was smart. I was pretty good, but I was a lot smarter than I was good.
Did you find that you were able to lock in and focus?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's called mindfulness now. It's your girl that won the U.S. Open.
She Bianca, yeah.
She accredits it all to meditation, yoga, and mindfulness. And everybody knows that mystics and people, you know, there's only three ways to consciousness. You have to be a faker through pain. You have to be a yogi, or you have to be a mystic. There's all this Zen Buddhism and stuff, and I was reading that in the Cleveland Library in 1969 through 75, and Paramahansa Yogananda, I've always been a follower of him, and that's why I won a ball game at the age of 61, 63, 65, and 67 in pro ball. No one will ever do that.
With the spaceman, the great spaceman, Bill Lee, did you ever have an opportunity to talk to Doc Ellis about his no hitter or perfect game on acid?
Hey, have you ever, there's a book, you've got to get it, all you viewers and stuff, it's called Doc Ellis and the Kingdom of Baseball by Donald Hall, the epic poet from New Hampshire. I think he's still alive. And basically, it talks about Doc Ellis in Compton on the way to school when he was 6 years old, beating up kids and stealing their milk money. See, the thing about Doc Ellis, when his lips are moving, he's lying. He never did LSD. He never did that. They have glorified that guy. He's probably one of the great con men since Donald Trump.
Is it true that the Red Sox, the year they won, they're down 3-0, they did a shot of Jack Daniels? Is that,
yes,
is that story
did
true? Because I was at a lot of the games.
Talking 04.
'04, yeah, I was there for a handful of them.
Okay.
And they were down 3-0. They're like,
up. That was the Cowboy up year.
Kevin Millar.
So yeah, you just asked Millar, and I'll tell you something. He's made a whole career after by Cowboy and up. He's on that sports show with that kid that's really good, nice guy.
Intentional talk. Yeah, Chris Rose.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Chris Rose. And he, Chris and I go back with the Best Damn Sports Show and all that. And that was, you know, that's, he's a great kid, Chris Rose. And that cowboy up is true. You look at every comeback like that. I married my daughter in Hawaii, and I was with Charles Lacuadera, the great broadcaster for WBCN in Boston. And he had a place out there on the bluff. And we watched those four games, and we came back and beat the Yankees four in a row, and married my daughter that final day. And, you know, then they went on and just beat. I mean, Francona, I think he was like 8-0 in the World Series. Amazing record.
Yeah.
Wait, so, Bill, this Doc Ellis story wasn't true?
Hell no.
Like the Robin Doc Williams Ellis stand-up and everything.
It trust me. If Doc Ellis's lips are moving, he's lying.
Wow.
But he ain't, his lips ain't moving no more, I'll tell you that. Hell, he worked for the commissioner. He had to follow Pascual Perez around and make sure he wasn't doing cocaine every day.
Wow. Yeah, Pascual was pitching for the Expos back in the day, the team you used
and
to
he
pitch
could
for.
Deal too. He could deal too, and I'm telling you, once they got him straight and narrow, he couldn't get anybody out.
On the Pascual pitch, you remember the Ephus that Pascual used to throw?
That was me.
Yeah.
Pascual was a right-handed me.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you look back at all of the. Go back to Rube Waddell. He's the greatest of all time. We are all clones of Rube Waddell. I bet you never heard that name.
I have not. No.
That's where you got to go back. You got to go back. Rube Waddell is pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics. And Cornelius McGillicuddy, they're in Detroit, and they can't find him. He's supposed to start the game, and so him and the manager go out on a boat out in Lake St. Clair, and there is Rube Waddell passed out in the boat with a fishing pole and a bottle of Jack Daniels or something like that. You know, and he went out, they got him sobered up, and he went out and still threw seven innings.
Wow. Didn't David Wells?
Rube Waddell was the best.
David Wells talked about throwing his perfect game after a night of heavy drinking on the town too. It's amazing what
exactly
focus can do for you when you got a bit of a headache.
That's what Juan Marichal told me. Juan Marichal and I are best friends. When he came over from San Francisco, he was my idol. I patterned myself after Juan, and I got to play with him. And he says, every time I've got an injury or I'm a little bit tweaked or a little bit hurt, he says, I always come up with a good game. If I go out there and feel 100%, I get lit up like a Christmas tree.
With the spaceman, Bill Lee, got to ask you about the possibility of Major League Baseball returning to Montreal.
It better.
Yeah.
It better. It better because it makes perfect economic sense. Montreal is booming. I always judge a town by how many skyscrapers or cranes. I do it by cranes, by, you know, how they're doing it. The town of Brossard, where the Canadians do their training camp on the other side of the Pont Champlain, because of now they've got a beautiful bridge over there. They fixed that as fast as I've ever seen a bridge being built. And that town is growing, Brossard. Everything around Montreal is growing, and I think Canada has positioned itself globally to be the next powerhouse. And, you know, I just, I love Quebec, you know, and I love Niagara-on-the-Lake. You know, I go down there. I think it's beautiful. And when I get on the Niagara side, I don't want to cross that Niagara River and go to the U.S. I want to stay on the Canadian side.
So do you come to Canada relatively often then?
Oh, God, yeah, my surgeon's here, Larry Coughlin, and my dentist, Stan Reich, my oral surgeon, everybody that puts me back together lives in Canada.
With the spaceman, Bill Lee, how much baseball do you watch today?
I watched enough to turn it off yesterday when Devers popped up. Damn umpire called that damn 2-0 pitch that was up. He never calls that. He called a strike on him, and that pissed Devers off, and then he popped up. We could have won that game. that umpire, I tell you, I hate it when they do that. And, yeah, I watch baseball.
How many umpires have you gotten into it with?
All of them. You know, most of them I want to know where their dog is, you know. I'm just like that. You know, and I said, how come you guys got a white cane with a little red tip on it? You know? Yeah, no,
To be a fly on the wall.
They can't hit a breaking ball, huh?
Yeah, the reason they're umpires that can't hit a breaking ball, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall for some of your chats.
Exactly. I think most of the hitters got a better idea of the strike zone than they do.
What do you make of the direction the sport has taken with analytics, the three true outcomes being really the driver of the way the game is played, home runs, strikeouts, walks? It has a tendency to plod every now and then. Are you a fan of the way the game is played in 2019
no.
and the way teams
no.
are built?
No to all of them. What are we going to do? Why do we even play the ball game? Why don't we just put it on a Ouija board and let them go at it and stuff like that? I'm against artificial intelligence, you know. I'm against all these things like that. I don't want my car driving. I don't even rent a Nissan Rogue. I got in one of them one time out west. The damn thing, every time I came up on a car, it slowed down on its own. And I'm going, that just ain't happening to me. I'm telling you, us old guys, us dinosaurs, we're against it, and I believe we like the game the way it used to be. I mean, Rube Waddell, this is great. He gets fined in Detroit. The commissioner fines him $100, and he said, the letter says, we're fining you, Rube, $100 for a hotel incident. And he goes, no, hotel episode. That's what the lettering was. And Rube says, there's no hotel episode in Detroit. You just kind of like that.
Spaceman, thanks so much for taking some time today. Really
no, that's
appreciate
good.
It.
I'm just, Fergie's the best. Fergie's the head of the Buffalo Heads. You got Fergie, me, Carbo, Wise, Willoughby. You know, we were the guys that defied Don Zimmer and basically showed that he was the worst manager that ever was on the face of the earth. The only guy to blow a 14-game lead to the New York Yankees in 1978, and your fans can look it up.
All right. That is a take on the way out the door. We'll promote the Celebrity Classic again one more time, but thank you, Spaceman.
And we should get all the Buffalo Heads, because everybody in Canada knows the buffalo was the dumbest animal in the world. That's what Fergie said. All they did was they didn't even shoot him with arrows. They just ran him off a cliff.
Thank you. Bill Spaceman Lee.
I can hear PETA right now.
Who will be part of the 19th annual Fergie Jenkins Celebrity Classic presented by the Fergie Jenkins Foundation tomorrow and Friday at Rockway Vineyards in St. Catharines. And for more information, go to fergiejenkins.ca.